Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Maria Boynton reporting. We're talking to State Senator Ed Harbison from Columbus, Georgia. What district is that, sir?
The 15th district.
How long have you been in the Georgia State Senate?
This is my 28th year, and I've served in various positions from chairman of the Veterans Military and Homeland Security to now state institutions and property, which is the prisons of the state of Georgia and various other committees such as regulated industries. It's all been interesting.
I'm sure it has been interesting. 28 years. And one of
Absolutely.
Your committees, and one of your committees is Homeland Security. What do you think of this coronavirus pandemic that we're under?
Oh, my goodness. I truly have never seen anything like it. I've been in combat. I've been in civil rights marches. I was in the house that night when John Lewis and I were surrounded at a church in Montgomery, Alabama. I've been in combat. I've never seen anything like this. And the things that how it's affecting people day-to-day lives, I think it is very serious. I would encourage people to take it seriously. When we're putting out these notices to people to follow certain guidelines about, you know, put some distance between you and people, I think that is good advice because otherwise you don't want to roll the dice with your life.
And that, of course, brings my question to you. As a Georgia State Senator, the entire Senate is being told to self-isolate after Alpharetta State Senator Brandon Beach confirmed that he had tested positive for coronavirus. Were you there with him that day when the session was called?
Absolutely. I was there all that previous week. I've not missed a day. And that particular day, we had words, you know, we spoke and talked about certain legislation and things like that and spoke to each other in the ante room and just talked generally otherwise. And alas and alack, come to find out, he had tested positive and we didn't know about it. And of course, it was a shock. There was some misinformation initially by another senator. And of course, I understand that's not really true. At least it's not confirmed yet. So, but from that perspective, it was very surprising. And a lot of people are clearly wondering, you know, wow, you know, I don't know if I could have done that, you know, tested positive and then, you know, sort of everybody else is at risk, that kind of thing.
Well, as I understand, he felt bad. He went to the doctor and then didn't know until after the special session that he had tested positive. He came to the session, though he knew he didn't feel that great. When you got the word to self-isolate, what'd you think?
Well, I said, well, I better self-isolate. And, you know, initially when something like that happens initially, you're saying, well, what is this? And you try to analyze. You're in a reflective mode, but you follow your orders based on what you see happening nationally. And we can see in Washington State and all over the country and Italy and China and all those kind of places, the numbers are adding up. And if it's airborne, it can be here. And I certainly didn't take it lightly, and I immediately decided to just self-quarantine in place to make sure that I don't, I have an elderly mother who is 95 years old, and I wouldn't want to go home and spread it to her or my brothers for that matter.
You're out of Muskogee County, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Well, you have one death there. It hasn't been hit there as bad as, say, in Fulton County, in DeKalb County, in Cobb County. What do you tell your constituents about playing it safe when it comes to coronavirus, sir?
Look, I tell them what I'm learning from the CDC and other medical experts. Don't take chances. Wash your face, wash your hands over and over again. Don't worry about being overly cautious. Just wash your hand every time you think about it. Use the sanitizer. Use whatever method you can to keep yourself, you and your family safe, because this is a deadly thing. Your body does not know it. It doesn't understand that your body does not understand that it's the enemy yet, because it has no immunity to it yet. I believe that if we practice safely, do what we're told, listen to the health experts, and disperse, put some distance between you and your fellow homeboys and homegirls, and I think we'll begin to flatten this thing out, and it will happen that way. I believe that the governor spoke to us on the phone and sort of reiterated the words I've just said about speaking to the faith community, making sure the faith community talk to the people in their congregation and say, look, don't gather, go online and do the streaming, but don't come out if you're compromised. And basically obey the CDC's guidelines about 50 people or less. I would take it even below that.
So they told you to self-isolate. What else did they tell you in terms of protecting yourself?
Well, they told us also to make sure that we got tested. That is, you take your temperature, watch your temperature, make sure you don't get around people who are compromised, especially elderly people. Even now, they understand that it's even young people. I have grandchildren, so I wouldn't dare expose to them. So what I did was just say, okay, I'm going to self-isolate, quarantine myself, make sure I got some groceries and food like that, and chill out until those 14 days are gone. And I believe even after that, you got to consider it's not going to go away. It's not going to be gone. So you have to be very careful about your optimism about how fast this thing is going to take off or go away, I should say.
How many days you in, and how do you feel about it?
Oh, I feel very good about it. I feel great. I do my push-ups, and I jog in place 2 miles when I can. And basically, I'm just taking it one day at a time. We got 14 days to do, and after that even, I'm going to be very cautious about exposing myself to anybody or have someone else exposed to me and put ourselves in potential danger. Because you have to respect somebody else's space. And look, your space ends where mine began. So let's practice that, and I think we'll be okay. Stay apart, wash your hands, practice good hygiene, use a sanitizer, and just be respectful of other people.
Been talking to Georgia State Senator Ed Harbison. Sir, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.